Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. And as always, if you would like to call in with your questions or comments, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. I wanted to talk to you guys real quick before I bring a guest on. Ask the question. How many of you have ever faced obstacles in your life? I can guarantee that most of you, if not all of you, answered yes to that question. We all have faced obstacles in our life, and I know, because I know I have. But it's what you do with those obstacles that makes a difference. Tonight's show is going to be a great discussion about how facing some obstacles in life and taking those obstacles and letting them catapult you into your destined place. I have joining me tonight a wonderful woman who has faced some obstacles, and she did exactly that. She let those obstacles and the different things that she faced and fears and things that she faced in her life catapult her to the place that God wanted her to be. I'm going to read you a little bit about her before I bring her on. Shaquita Maxey is a woman of many layers, layers of paint on the canvas. She's a speaker, writer, educator, artist, and lover of all things creative. God is supreme in her life. She recently received her master's of business administration with a specialization in organizational leadership from Ohio Christian University. She loves to inspire and motivate the youth through art and writing workshops. Ms. Maxey knows that it is important for her to give back to the people that she encounters as she journeys through life. In the spring of 2018, she will be releasing a new book called Purpose. In the book, she provides the readers with 7 key elements that will outline their perspective on their past, future, and now moments. The book talks about how Ms. Maxey started to connect certain events in her life and how they helped to shape her for her divine purpose. And Shaquita illustrates through her story of her own experiences as it relates to the struggles with not being enough, fears of rejection, fears of commitment, and not knowing her worth, and various other obstacles. It has catapulted her to the woman of faith she is today. She believes that through her transparency, others will be inspired to recognize their true worth and live life intentionally life with purpose in mind. As a leader, she thrives off of the interaction of meeting people, helping them to drive home on being the best version of themselves. Embrace being uncomfortable. It is necessary. It's something that she believes is necessary when a person is growing to another version of themselves. She believes that everyone has a seed that has been planted into this great earth. She has been purposely positioned to help ignite the imagination of others that are willing to see their seeds grow in action. I think I see that she is on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. Hello, Ms. Maxey.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me. It's such a blessing to, share my story with you guys.
As I was reading your bio, I've read over it a couple of times, which is why I centered the name of this show, entitled this show, Catapulted into Divine Purpose, because there were a few key things in your bio that just really stuck out to me. And I'll touch on those later on. I'm going to go ahead and get started because this hour will go by really quick. As I was reading your bio, I realized that you truly do wear many hats, and I really want to touch on a little bit of each one of those hats tonight, and then dive into your book and talk a little bit about your new book that's coming out in spring. We're not going to give away too much about the book, but just enough so that the listeners will be running to go get it. Because I know you don't want to give them the whole thing, but, you know, give them just enough to get their ears itching so that they can get their curiosity going so they want to run out and go get the book. I think that the first thing that we want to talk about is Miss Shaquita. Can I call you Shaquita? Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Miss Shaquita, the educator and the speaker. Do you find that these two things tie in together? And another part of that question would be, what can you tell the listeners about yourself in these roles as an educator and a speaker?
Yes. As an educator, I find myself actually giving speeches to the kids that I encounter in the classroom. So they pretty much tie into themselves. I find myself just pouring and pouring into these kids because a lot of times they're so distracted with, you know, the social media. And what I am positioned in this season with these kids is to allow them to see that, you know, you are so much more than what you're seeing, you know, on these social sites. So I'm having myself, seeing myself speaking to them, just giving them, you know, information on who they really are, or even giving them empowering tools to touch on who they really are as a person, and to really tap into that and not be influenced, you know, by their peers or, you know, their circumstances around them, and for them to just realize that they have a purpose and a meaning for life, and they're here for a purpose. So I find myself being that speaker in the classroom, just giving them that, you know, wisdom nuggets on how to continue to keep going in spite of, like, not wanting to be at school. It's boring. I don't need this. But just giving them encouraging words to use school as a tool to, you know, get to the next level for life. So.
And, see, I love that you said, I kind of giggle because when I hear something good or something that I can really relate to, I usually giggle. So you may hear me giggle throughout the show. but I giggle because I have a 15-year-old who will soon be 16. And some of the same things you just said about school is boring and I don't want to be here, I'd much rather not be, I hear him say. And it's not that they can't do the work. It's not that they're not intelligent. It's just that, you know, they get so caught up in social media. They get so caught up in all the other things and the peer pressure. It just distracts them. And I think that it's a blessing that God has put you in that setting so that you can reach them. So that you can drop those little nuggets, because a lot of times, even when we do speak, you know, because I know how I am with, you know, with my son, and because I'm mom, sometimes it seems like he's not listening.
Right.
But I can hear him sometimes talking to other people, and he's repeating things that I've said.
I even give him examples of just being an adult sometimes. Like, you know, sometimes we may not want to go to work, but I look at the why I need to go to work, you know. So I just kind of, you know, I be real with him and very transparent a lot of the times to
And see, I think that helps, and that you are able to be transparent. Because I think what helps with our young adults now, our teenagers and stuff, is because they're so used to people, you know, putting up a guard or a facade of one thing. And when they can find somebody who is real, then they respect that. They respect that.
Yep.
Don't always make them seem like everything is perfect and that you came out. My mom used to say, you didn't come out your mama's womb saved. You know, you've made mistakes.
Right.
You made wrong choices. So why do you want to tell these people, you know, tell witness to other people and tell them like everything is perfect and you were always perfect, you know, because none of us are perfect. But and I think that, you know, the fact that you can be transparent, that's a big key, because they don't want, they have too much access to too many things. That they don't want to deal with fakeness. They want you to be real with them. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I'm going to jump into the next question. It's another hat that you wear, and I think I'm combining, you know, combining them together. But in your bio, it also speaks of you being an artist. Can you elaborate on that some? And I know that, you know, you have a love for creativity. I'm not very creative, so I always love to talk to people who are. How does your creativity show when you're wearing your artist hat?
As an artist, for me, the creative part of being an artist is, it's like, you know how, like, you go into your secret prayer closet sometimes? That's like my secret prayer closet, or my secret place where I allow everything that I'm thinking about to just be on that canvas. And I look at it in retrospect as life goes, because everything that we're doing is we started with a blank canvas. Every day is a blank canvas in my creative mind. So it's like, okay, what am I going to paint today? What am I going to do today? How am I going to make a difference today? Or pretty much how am I going to, you know, encourage someone today? And that's something that I'm drawing on a daily basis with my creativity. And sometimes I come home and just allow that to be transported onto my canvas with my art. So that's pretty much my art. I also travel sometimes to actually get a different creative side. So I may just go to another state just to get my creative juices flowing so that I can, you know, come back home and create and draw and write as well as paint. So
and like I said, I'm not creative. I'm not creative with actually a lot of things. I'm not creative with, and sometimes I wish I had that, because between me and my brother, he can draw like anything. Like he just sees it. He can draw from his, like, you know, just anything he sees in his mind. Even with decorating, I am not a decorator. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a wall in my home that has been bare for 8 years, and I have not put anything on the wall, and it's just bare. But if you go to my brother's house, he got that from my mom. He took that from her. He can rearrange and decorate, and it's beautiful. Me, I just can't do it. So I really admire people who have that natural talent to just create things from their thoughts and create things from, you know, just from, they can take an experience and put it on paper. And I think that's like when you said that you know, you may go to another state. And just you know, just to get your creative juices going, you can take an experience and put it on paper. And I think that is, I really admire that, because that's something that I just cannot do. I can draw some stick figures, and I'm good. That's about all I can do. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. I'm gonna contact you a little bit later about a project I'm doing that can use your creativity. But anyway, that's on a whole nother subject. what I would like to talk about next, I believe that all of these next questions are going to lead into a discussion about your book. Now, when I read the name of your book, I was just like, it spoke to me, because I'm all about purpose. And I have this thing that I say all the time, it's in my bio, to live with purpose, live on purpose, and always serve your purpose. Purpose means a lot to me, because I feel like when you learn your purpose, then life you have a whole nother outlook on life.
Right.
And I think that before we get into the depth of your book, I wanted to talk about, because also in your bio, you know, just the things that I read about is, you know, how you said you had some struggles, some fears. And I want to touch on some of that, because I believe that what you have to say through your transparency will definitely encourage and inspire other people. Now, with all that being said, can you talk a little bit about those things as far as, like, because, you know, people in general have to deal with so many things, so many different things. But I believe that women, we deal with them on a whole nother level, because we often put everything and everybody before ourselves. And society has taught us, society is hard on us. As far as how we look, how we dress, you know, our size, our hair, and all that other stuff. But then we put a lot of pressure on each other. And for some women that are out there listening, and myself included, I know I've struggled with some things. Can you just touch on some of the things that you may have had to face and you've dealt with, and how you overcame those things?
Okay. One thing that I definitely touch on is the fear factor, or the fear, and we'll always continue to have fear, but it's what you say to your fear that allows you to continue to go forward. I know for me, I was fearful of even, like, having this conversation right here. I would be fearful of doing this, I know once I was able to recognize my position on this earth, and I would always encounter people and they would come to me asking me, seeking me for, you know, certain advice or certain things or certain perspectives, and that pretty much helped me push past the fear of just speaking to people and telling people, you know, certain wisdoms, moments that I needed to give them. So just getting past the fear, I just kept thinking like, okay, God, I know you are wanting me to continue on and push past this, so I need you to help me get past this. And for a long time, I still wouldn't do, you know, certain things because I was kind of like afraid. But then I started to really trust God more, simply because he wasn't sending these people. He wasn't sending these opportunities. He wasn't sending, you know, certain situations to me for no reason. He was sending them to me because he was requiring me to push past that fear. He was trusting me more, you know, on another level. So I had to really just think about, okay, God, if you're gonna, you trusting me with this, I'm gonna keep going, and I'm gonna push past the fear. I'm scared. I'm shaking. I may have trembling in my voice while I'm saying it, but after it's done, I know that, you know, I did what I was supposed to do, and I really believe that, you know, at the end of the day, pushing past the fear is necessary so that you can get to the next thing that God has for you. So just pushing past the fear, believing and knowing that God is like, he's actually pushing you too, you know, but you have to take the first step. You have to take the necessary steps. You may have to get up earlier in the morning to pray. You may have to get up and meet with some people that are like-minded so that you can go into another project or another position, you know, getting in that certain environment so that you can push past whatever fear that you need to get past to get to the next level. And with that, it helped me to actually get to know myself better, get to know myself more.
Yeah.
And that built up myself, my image, my self-image, and how I viewed myself and how I knew at that point, okay, I am, like, you know, they say I am more than a company. I am who, you know, I am the person that God created me to be. Like, he created me this strong woman, you know, but I also need his strength to continue to go forward. So just having that in my forefront, knowing that he's with me, I'm able to push past that fear. And push past whatever, you know, society is saying about me, or, you know, may have an idea about me. I know who God created me to be, and that helps. I know a lot of women may encounter, you know, this box that, you know, society would kind of try to put you in, but I knew from an early age that I really wasn't the average person. Like, I'm kind of, you know, I'm not going to say weird, but I'm an extraordinary individual. Like, I know certain things that certain people do, I won't do, and I'm okay with that. Or certain things that I do, certain people will not do, and I'm okay with that too. That is where, you know, you develop that confidence, that God confidence of who you are, and, you know, you continue to believe in who God created you to be, and that helps you to, you know, helps you through life, helps you to continue to grow and develop and mature and be wise as a person. So.
And all of that, I love what you just said, every bit of it. I too, if it were not for that push that I got from Regina, I would have never been on the air. You know, because I never really liked to be in the forefront. And I always thought that, you know, I know God has a sense of humor, but when he called me to ministry, I was like, really, Lord, you want me? You know, I was good, right, like, in the back, you know, and I find myself even now sometimes like, Lord, you sure? You remember back in so-and-so when I did? You sure? You know, I'm reminding him of stuff that I really know he know, but I'm reminding him of way back in the day when I did certain things. I'm like, you know, are you sure? Because I just, you know, I never thought that I would be in the forefront like that. And even now, every time I get in the pulpit, I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous before I speak. I'm nervous before I lead the service. I'm nervous before all of it. And but then once the Holy Spirit takes over, everything flows. I love what you said, because in everything that you were saying, you always made it perfectly clear that God is in the forefront.
Yes.
And if you let God lead, if you seek God, if you, you know, listen to his direction. And I think for a lot of us, you know, we let our fear take over, and then we forget who we are and whose we are.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're reminded of, okay, God, you're my father. I'm your child. So now you called me to this. Now, if you called me, then I know you equipped me. So you got to help me through this. You got to help me through this. And even now, if before every show, I promise you, before every show, I'm nervous. I'm nervous before every show. And I get on here and I, because I have a gift to gab, I get on here and I have just half conversation. But before every show, I am nervous. And, you know, but everything always ends up working out all right. So I think that's part of, like you said, some things you're still nervous about. But I think that's just part of, you know, just part of our human nature. But like you said, when you put God first, and another thing that I like that you were talking about is you may have to get up early in the morning. You may have to, you know, it's going to require you to connect with, like you said, like-minded people. Because one of the hardest things to do is to try to have purpose, know you have purpose, and or either have a vision or dream that God has given you and you're not connected to the right people. Because that just, it kind of just keeps you in a stuck place, because they're not going to be speaking what you're speaking. You're speaking how you're trying to move forward, and they're speaking like, oh, I don't know, I might, you might better think about that one. You know what I'm saying? So I think that that was really important. We're going to move on to the next thing also that you mentioned in your bio about knowing your worth. And I think it's crucial that you know your worth. And I'm a strong believer. I strongly feel that that's another area that, that people in general and women battle with. I myself have battled with it for a while, but I finally got to the point that I, you know, I not only knew I had value, but I know my worth. How important do you think, do you feel knowing your worth really is?
I believe it's very important to know your worth, and that's because if you don't know who you are and what you deserve, then, I mean, I'm in regards to like being single. How are you gonna look for someone else you will look to someone else to validate that. So in the way that I look at it, I have to validate myself as a person in order for me to even, you know, care about someone else or their view towards me, as well as, you know, God is going to validate who I am at the end of the day, you know. And with that, I find that if you don't know your self-worth, you will allow anyone to tell you who you are. And what you deserve, and, you know, who can you become? So as long as you're, you know, you have, and it requires work. Like, I know it requires, you know, work. I know for me, I would read certain books. I would write. I also write. And these are just little things of how I feel about myself. And they may go in the trash can after I'm done, but they're, you know, things of it's like a cleansing for me, so that I can definitely look at myself in a better light. Because people, family, whoever, they may have this view of you, but you have to know who you are and reflect that. So I believe it's definitely important so that you're able to even go into, you know, whatever career path or whatever ministry or whatever foundation, whoever you're impacting or encouraging or, you know, in the front of, it will help you to be that authentic person, that one person, that person that's, you know, your real self. So people want the real you, you know, not your representative when it comes to, you know, working with someone. So it's definitely important to know who you are, know what you bring to the table, know your likes and dislikes, know what your ticks are, what your, you know, triggers are, you know, just knowing things about yourself so that you're able to actually not necessarily calm them, but, you know, have your emotions or have them in right alignment so that you won't think in a different path that will get you in, you know, trouble, or you'll have regrets later about life. So it's definitely important to know who you are so that when things happen or situations come or people, tricks of the enemy, you know, anything, you're able to recognize, like, okay, that, no. Okay, hey, how are you? You know, just keep going, you know, and not allow that person to change your character, change who you are, or change even your mood. So that's definitely important to know your worth and know yourself.
And you know what? When you said that, it's just to touch on what you said about, you know, even with family. You know, they're your family. And just because they know, okay, you know, you may have some characteristics of your mother, you may have some characteristics of your father, but that doesn't mean that they know who you are. They, you know, you have to know who you are. And another thing that you pointed out, like being single, I'm a single mother, and you know, and people have this fear of even saying that they're single. And I tell them all the time, your singleness doesn't define who you are. Embrace that right now. Get to know who you are. Get to know, like you said, what you like, what you don't like. Because if you don't know what you like and what you don't like, when somebody does come along, you'll just accept anything. And then find out later on down the line, oh, I didn't think I signed up for that. You know, because you don't know who you are. So it's important to know who you are. And, you know, I don't want to be single forever, Lord. You hear me? I don't want to be single forever, but, you know, until you send me who you have for me, I'm going to work ministry. I'm going to do what it is that you have given me to do while I'm waiting, I'm waiting. But I'm going to learn who I am. I know what, you know, when it all comes down to it, I know what I'm bringing to the table. So when you come to the table with me, you need to make sure that you're bringing just as much or even more. You know, but if you don't know that about yourself, you're right. You'll settle for a whole lot less than what you're worth. We've already been on the phone for, almost 30 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to talk about, I know the time always goes by fast. I want to talk about the book. It's coming in the spring, Purpose. And like I said, I love the title. I'm so big on purpose and knowing your purpose and living out your purpose, and it makes such a difference in your life. First, can you tell the listeners how this book came about?
The book came about, I was in a season where literally I was stripped of everything. With that, I just started writing, and as I would write, God would deposit certain things within me about everything that I've endured, even from like my childhood, and so with that, I was like, okay, this is making sense. So what he did was he had me to write out the word purpose on a sheet of paper, and I pretty much used each letter in the word purpose and broke it down, and I applied that to certain situations or circumstances in my life. And so with that, it pretty much helps people to recognize that everything is connected, everything that you've endured, everything that you've been through, every person you've encountered was a divine connection. It was a connection for you as well as that person. So as the book was being birthed, I would write. He would have me write while I'm waiting on lunch break. I would write, you know, just certain times of the day, and literally it was through different notebooks. And so when it was actually time to actually put it together, I had to get the notebooks, put them all together, and just have a sit down. I put everything on the floor, laid it out, and I asked God to, you know, just help me put this all together. And with that, that's how I came up with the whole book, and how it would definitely help people look at their life and in retrospect, their past and their future, how everything connected and how they can relate to life now. So that's pretty much what that.
Okay, now with so that's how it came about. Now,
mm-hmm.
with not giving away too much,
mm-hmm.
but what can you tell us a little? Can you tell us a little bit about the content of it? You use each letter and purpose, and what did
mm-hmm.
those letters form? Like, did they form a certain definition? Did they? You use each letter.
Mm-hmm. And I use each letter, and each letter has a word that corresponds with it. So I'll just give
okay.
you the first letter, which is
okay.
P, is power. And so what I did was I went in and looked up power, and I looked at how power is defined. And I also broke it down to how we could use the power that is within us to get to, you know, different levels in our life. I look at power for me, how I have the power to pretty much, it's not my power, it's God's power. I always bring reference to him because he is my source. But when it comes to speaking to people, speaking to kids, I know I have that gift. So that's your power. It's like your superpower that you have. To actually speak and encourage people. So even though you may feel like you're not qualified in certain situations, if God tells you to speak to that person, you need to speak to that person. I know there was a time where I encountered a homeless guy, and I was like, well, God, do you really? I said, I usually don't give people, you know, money or whatever, so I went and bought him. I stopped and asked him, did he want something to eat? What did he want to eat? So I went and bought him something to eat. And with that, he really thanked me, and then he really, you know, he wanted to have a conversation. And so we had a conversation, and I noticed that, you know, with that, it was like he was just lighting up even when I was speaking to him, just speaking into his life. And so for me, that power that you have to put it in action. Like, and it's a part of your purpose. So with that, just thinking about, you know, helping people with your life and how purpose is definitely what should drive you day to day, use that power so that you can get, you know, live your life on purpose intentionally. So now I made sure that, you know, I'm not so much distracted and, you know, pretty much allowing myself to be positioned. Not saying I got to help everybody, but if God, you know, gives me that unction to be like, you know what, tell her, you know, she's beautiful today, or just certain simple things, you know what I'm saying, I'm accessing my power so that I can, you know, make an impact and make a difference in the world. So that's a part of purpose.
That sounds good. It sounds like that I want to get it as soon as it hits. I'm a big reader anyway. I make it a purpose to read a book a month, if not more.
Okay.
But
mm-hmm.
that sounds like a book that I definitely need to read. And I like, you know, when you speak, you speak with encouragement. And I don't know if that,
mm-hmm.
that makes sense, but what I'm saying is like when you speak, you know how some people can just talk and they're just talking?
Mm-hmm,
and they just
mm-hmm.
talk so much that as soon as they start, people who are around them automatically tune them out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that way with you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and,
mm-hmm.
and I say that because I find that a lot in, you know, in I don't want to say because who I am is not a profession. It's who I am. But, you know, a lot of times people try to make things so deep. And
right.
So, you
right.
know, they're right. so deep. And I often say that they're so deep they're drowning. You know, they're just saying all this stuff, and it makes, you know, and people, they don't understand that they're trying to be so deep and throwing out all these, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't remember a lot of scriptures. Yes, I'm an elder, but I don't remember
right.
a lot of scriptures. But when the time is right and when mm-hmm. I need them, the Holy Spirit always brings it back to my memory.
Right.
And I shock myself. I'd be like, ooh, when did I learn that one? But the Holy Spirit will always bring it back. But then you have those people who are always putting them out, you know, just throwing them out there and all this other stuff, and they don't realize that you're doing all this, but the people have already turned you off because
right.
it doesn't take all that. And when you
mm-hmm.
talk, every time you've answered a question and you've talked, you talk with purpose. And when you talk in an inspiring way to where, you know, you can tell that what you're saying is coming from your heart. It's almost like I can feel what you're saying. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I can feel what you're
saying. I've had people tell that.
You've heard people tell you that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, see, then you know what? Then, Lord, thank you. That's just confirmation. I know I didn't know if I was saying the right words. I didn't know if I was saying it the right way. But it's just the way you, and it's not like you're spouting out all these big words. You're being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that you are really being the authentic Shaquita Maxie.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's nothing else that, you know, and that people can, you know, say about me, no matter what hat I'm wearing, I'm always Michelle. Whether it's Elder,
mm-hmm.
whether it's Michelle G, you know, whether I'm, you know, at work, you know, Miss Gerald, whatever, I'm always Michelle. And I think that that's important because people in the society we have today, just like we talked about the younger people, people need authentic people. People need real people. And when you talk,
mm-hmm.
it encourages me. And it encourages me because it's like, okay, you got this soft little voice. But even with your soft voice, the words that you say are powerful and they speak loud. They sound loud. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And it does. You have this, because you're like, yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. And you're like, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
I'm really shy.
But you know what? When you speak, you can't tell that. But like
mm-hmm.
I said, what you can tell when you speak is that it's coming from the authentic you, that you're not putting up any
mm-hmm.
fronts, you're just being you, and that, you know, you're being real. And I think that that's very, very important, especially in the day and age that we live now. Do you know when your book in the spring is going to come out, or you're not sure yet? You just know it's going to be spring 2018, which is
soon. I just know it's going to be. Yes, I just know it's spring 2018.
Which is soon. Like I said, the spring is coming.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm
going
to be on the lookout for it because
okay.
I need to get this. Because anything dealing with purpose and, like I said, just you describing tea, the power, because a lot of times we don't realize what power that God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
God is our ultimate source. But he has also given us power to do some things. There's some things that, you know, we keep saying, God, I need you to do. God, I need you to do. And he's sitting there looking like, you know what, I already gave you what you need to do. It. Like,
right.
This one you're going to have to do. You know, this I gave you, you're equipped to do it. And he's just waiting for you to figure out, okay, you're set to do it. You can do it. You know, you just got to do it. So
right.
even going on that, I wanted to, talking about power, it seems as though you face some things. You know, like you said, your fear of, you know, different things that you faced in life. You know, fears about different things, commitment. You know, whatever. We've all faced all kinds of fears, but something helped you tap into your power. Can you tell
mm-hmm.
the listeners what helped you to tap into your power?
The one thing that helped me tap into my power was my faith and me believing in me. I know it's cliche, you know, of, you know, just believing in yourself and you can do it, but a lot of times we can tell ourselves that we're going to believe in ourselves and we still don't do it. And so what I would do is I would pretty much do things on small levels, baby steps, so that I'm able to, you know, continue to go forward. I'll give an example of even when I started working with the youth ministry, I always talked to the youth, but I never, you know, pretty much had, like, the overall platform of talking in, like, literally in front of them. I would talk with them with one-on-one, but just having the ability to talk with them in front of all of them and then maybe a camera or two there, that kind of was a little bit intimidating, just watching other people do it. So when it came to just taking the baby stuff and even going to the youth ministry, then it came to we started to do little small groups, and that helped. So just the baby steps of believing that I can do it helped me along the way. I know even when it was time to even do small little presentations or little sermons that we had to do for them, I would practice at home or on my way to the actual youth ministry for that evening. And that helped me to, you know, kind of push down fears, or I would call some of my friends and ask them, you know, what do you think about this? But the main thing is definitely believing in yourself. And although you may not feel that you're the qualified person for it, knowing that you do have something that these kids need. I knew when I started going and I would miss a week and they would come to me and be like, where were you? I didn't see you. You know, I knew that I was needed there. So just pushing past the actual fact that you're not qualified or you don't believe in yourself will help you to actually believe in yourself. So just believe in yourself. It takes time, and there are still challenges in certain things, in certain areas where you won't be as confident. But as you continue to be faithful and allow God definitely to be that leader, you will get past everything that, you know, you need to do for him and for your family and for everyone, because everyone's looking, you know, looking up and looking beside or looking at you for certain things. So, and it helps them to believe in themselves as well. Like, pushing past helps them as well, because it's like, oh, well, she can do it. Well, you know, I can do it too. Yeah. So just believing in yourself.
Yes, and, you know, and just as easy as we can talk ourselves out of something, we can talk ourselves into doing it. We just have to change our language, change how we say things to ourselves, you know. And that's something that I had to do. I had to tell my, you know, I had to start speaking certain things, and because I would notice that I would say something, and then in the next sentence, I just negated what I just said the first time, and I was like, oh, and I actually started listening to myself, and I was like, oh, Shell, you just said this, but then you just took it right back when you said this. And people don't understand that, you know, the word is true when the word says life and death is in the power of your tongue. Our words are so powerful. And if you know, you can talk yourself into believing in yourself. And I often tell people, you know, even, you know, with, you know, just think about, like you said, somebody is looking at you. Looking at you, or somebody beside you, in front of you, they're looking up to you, you know, looking at you. You may not even know it, but they're looking at it, and when you decide to take that step and step on faith, then they're like, okay, she did it. Okay, you know what? I can take a step. So it's important to remember, and I say this all the time, that, you know, a lot of times what we do and what we, you know, some a lot of the things that we face and we struggle with, it, you know, it's not about us. It's never been about us. It's about somebody that we're going to meet on our path.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be dealing with the same thing. And if we allow God to be God in our lives, that when we meet and run into that person, then we'll be able to help them say, look, God did this for me. And if he can do it for me, then I know he can do it for you. And even if we don't run into that person and be able to speak to them, like you said, they may be watching. Because we are the only Bible that some people will ever read. So we have to show our faith in what we do. So again, you take me on a, when talking to you takes me on a whole nother discussion. Because like I said, when you speak, you speak quietly, but it sounds with such volume, and it has so much meaning behind what you say, that I can go on to a whole nother tangent. But I'm going to try to keep it and contain it. I'm going to try to contain it. And I always tell people when I get so excited about stuff, I talk real fast. When I get so excited, I talk real fast. And you can't see me, but then I start rocking. I start rocking in my seat. So I'm rocking right now. But you can't see, but I'm just letting you know I'm rocking. And I'm talking a little. My speech is speeded up a little bit. So, but that's because I'm excited. And I'm excited because you have such a humble spirit, and you don't find that a lot now, especially not with the social media and how much everybody wants to be in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Your humbleness, it shines through even your voice. And although I've never met you face to face, just conversating with you, you can hear it, you can feel it in everything that you say. And we're gonna end the show in a few, because time is getting close to winding up. But I'm gonna say now, so that I won't forget, that I it's been an honor for me to speak with you tonight. Because even in our conversation tonight, you have been an encouragement to me.
Wow.
Because, like I said, your words are just so, they speak volumes. And I can tell just that you're speaking from your heart. And that's what it's all about. And that you have a love for the youth. You have a love for people. You want to see people win. You want to see them live in their purpose. And you can tell all of that just by what you said tonight. So I thank you, because you've inspired me.
Awesome. My pleasure. It's a blessing to, you know, have this opportunity. Like I said, I am like that shy person. But I do know that, you know, people do need more you know, genuine people out here that's gonna not asking for too much, just want to encourage you to live your best life, because you only get one. You only have that one opportunity to, you know, make that impact. And sometimes we may miss the mark. We do miss the mark. I'm not gonna say sometimes, you know, because life does happen to all of us. But for us to be very much so conscious of our lives and the things we say, the things we do, the people we encounter, we have to make it our mission to be very, very aware of who we are, so that we can make that impact in whomever we may encounter in our lives. So that's my purpose, is to just awaken the people. I hear it all the time. People are just saying that, oh, I'm so woke. But I encounter a lot of people that are so woke, but they're still so sleep. Like, they don't even recognize the fact that your purpose and your mission for what you're doing is not even what God is asking of you. You know what I'm saying? So once you change your whole meaning behind things, then you will get what he has for you. So That's me.
What you just said, I'm letting you know right now. I'm going to post that on my page. So, just so you know, and I'm saying it nationwide, everybody that's listening, all of you over in Norway who listen, my listeners in Norway, my listeners in South Africa, all of you listeners, all of my listeners in the Russian Federation, all of you guys, in all of the United States, I'm letting you know. So you don't think I'm just stealing her quote. I'm telling her myself that I am going to post that, what she just said, on my page. So, and I actually did try to, you have a lot of friends, because I think you're at your limit on Facebook.
Oh, on I went on there today to actually go through the friend request. So that is the thing. I got to delete some people because half of the people I don't really. They just want to be my friend. I don't know.
I don't send out friend requests, but I do to the people who are on the show because I advertise on Facebook, and I wanted to tag you in the advertisement. But I couldn't. But you can go on my page and you can see it and, you know, pull it on your page or whatever. We're getting ready to close out because we've already been on the air for almost an hour. But what I want to do before we leave, I would like to give you a few minutes to tell the listeners, if you can leave them with anything, any last words of encouragement, to leave them with those last words of encouragement, and also to give you the opportunity to tell the listeners what's upcoming for you, where they can follow you, and to be on the lookout for your new book. So I'll give you those few minutes.
Okay. What I want to encourage everyone is to pretty much just allow your life to be led by God. And when I say that, that's pretty much total control. God, you take the lead, and that will definitely help you to get to the next level. I'm not all the way there. I don't always get it perfect yet. Sometimes I do try to take the wheel myself, and God definitely corrects me because I am his child. But it's definitely important for us to allow ourselves to be open-minded into those unknowns, those unknown places, those unknown people, environments, that he sends us to, so that we can make that difference, so that we can change that life, so we can save that person, so that we can, help that single mom or help that person that was thinking about suicide. So it's definitely important for us to allow ourselves to be open to who God has called us to be in the earth, so that we can make that impact and live our life intentionally on purpose. You can follow me on Facebook on Shaquita Maxey. on Instagram, I'm at Purpose to Create. That's at PURPOSED, the number 2 Create, CREATE. And that's it. I'm just on those two avenues right now. Probably be getting a YouTube soon. Just speaking and encouraging people on different life issues. And as far as the book goes, it is spring 2018. Yes, that's it.
Well, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. It has really, truly, truly been an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. And like I said, you have encouraged and inspired me. And I just wrote it down. I jotted down what I wanted to say. I didn't put it in your exact words. I tweaked it a little bit, but it's the gist of what you said. And I like it so much that I'm going to post it.
Awesome.
So when you see my page, and you know what? I will give you credit this first time. I'll put it at the bottom. But after the first time, I can't say that you'll get the credit. So,
okay. That's fine.
But I will make sure I give you credit the first time. Yeah. You know, so everybody know, yeah, that's where I got it from. But they didn't catch it this time. If I say it again, they won't know. So thank you so much.
I also wanted to thank you as well. I'm sorry I didn't do that, for having me and allowing me to even, say what I had to say, my little self. So thank you for being that vessel by God to allow his kids, his children to, you know, do what it is that they've been called to do. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And that's what I always say, that, you know, God gave me this platform. And this platform is to inspire, to encourage, and to motivate, and to give people a voice, and give them a place to use their voice. So, you know, you're quite welcome. And like I said, I'm humbled. And I say it a lot, and I'll continue to say it. People don't have to do anything. And when they do, you should at least say thank you, and you should always be grateful. And, you know, again, your humble spirit shown again, you know, even through what you just said. I don't know how far you would have to travel from, but maybe if we can link up on Facebook somehow, I can. Oh, you know what? I have your email, because I'm going to be emailing you in a couple of days about something that's going on in June. I'm not going to talk about it on the air until later when I advertise it, but, you know, it would involve your creativity, your art inside. And I'm here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So I don't know if that's too far from you, you know, but
I like to travel.
You know. that's wonderful. That's what I like to hear. So, well, I'm gonna email you. So be looking for an email from me in a couple of days. You can stay on here. I'm just gonna close the show out. I just want to thank my guests again, Ms. Shaquita Maxey, for coming on tonight. It was a great discussion. I also want to thank you listeners for tuning in for another inspiring show. Join me next week for my first A Look in the Community. I'm so excited because this is something new that I'm doing with the Be Inspired with Michelle G show. It's time for me to get into the community, and it's time for me to let the community leaders use this platform as a voice, because a lot of times people don't know, or they turn a blind eye to what's going on in the community. In our communities, whether you're in the suburbs or whether you're in the rural, the urban, all of our communities can use some help. So, you know, and you people sometimes don't know unless you have a platform to get the word out. So I want you to join me next week for my first A Look in the Community. It's going to be every third Wednesday on the Be Inspired with Michelle G show. And I am happy to say that I'm starting with my community that I grew up in Tabor City, North Carolina. And my guest next week will be none other than Lamont Great, the Mayor Pro Ham of Tabor City, North Carolina. You guys don't want to miss the show. Again, thank you to my wonderful guests, and thank you to the listeners. I pray that you guys were encouraged, motivated, and definitely inspired to pursue purpose. Despite whatever struggle, fear, or obstacle that you may face or you may encounter, know that if you seek God and let him guide you, it will always lead you to your destined place, the destined place that he has designed just for you. And remember Romans 8:28 that says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So regardless of what you're facing, if it's in God's will and if it's his purpose for your life, it's going to work out for your good. Thank you guys again. Thank you, Ms. Maxey, for joining me. You guys have a wonderful night. And like I always say, good night and be blessed.
Thank you.